What's up, rock stars? It's Michael Martin. Thanks for being here today. Happy Thursday. So I get asked a lot about how do you increase your discipline? And it's a pretty good question. Some people are born with it. Some people have to evolve to it. But I think literally you take trading out of it for the time being, right? You can necessarily set up yourself a daily plan to accomplish something. Again, it has nothing to do with trading, but make it a part of your day, make it part of your morning perhaps, and then just execute that every day. So it could be, you know, I'm a musician. I mean, I don't get paid for it, but I've played since I'm seven. And so I still try to challenge myself with those, with new lessons, new techniques. How do you develop your ear? I'm mostly a jazz player, so it's, you know, you're looking at substitution. It's not that I don't like pop. I know every pop tune that's out there, rock and roll stuff that I grew up with, but that's a challenge, right? It's a challenge to listen, right? It's also a challenge to make music, right? Because you have consonants, you have dissonance, you know, you need to, you know, resolve things and create tension and go back and forth. And then, you know, you can vary your speed, you can vary your amplification, whether you're plugged in or not, right? You can play small bit of notes. You can play monster arpeggiatic runs. You can do a whole bunch of stuff. So it's good to exercise that muscle. You might study a martial art and just go to class every day, not worry about promotions or submissions or other than that. You might just go for the sake of doing it. You might work with a trainer. You might, you know, try to develop functional strength, right? Having, you know, beefcake muscles are largely useless, but people feel like it makes them look tough, and then they get tattoos and all that kind of crap, and they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, but they got nice tattoos. Just as an aside, I see that all the time in LA. I have someone who's complaining about buying a $4 latte, and they got $8,000 worth of ink on their body, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's the trade-off you make for your friggin' self-expression, but at any rate, that's LA. Maybe you get up in the morning and exercise. Maybe you, like a lot of folks, depending on when the swells are going to hit, they surf out here. I'm not a surfer myself, but people do that. And I guess the point is that you can really exercise that discipline muscle in things that are outside training to kind of support your sense of persistence and determination. I think it's good also if you can attach a goal to, you know, what it is, and measure things. So I don't know, maybe you want to be able to squat 3 or 4 times your body weight. Maybe you want to be able to bench press your own body weight once or 10 times or whatever it might be. You know, those goals can be motivating. It's not going to make you king of the world, but it's important to you, and you can set, you know, set yourself. You know, maybe you want to run a mini marathon, or you want to run a sub XYZ time frame mile. So there's all these different things that you can do that are kind of outside, right? You could learn to cook, you could change diet, you can do yoga and go every day. You can do a million things that can help you and re-enhance or enforce the sense of discipline that you would need or do need to manage risk in the markets. And what you find is that they're all cousins. Discipline is discipline, right? So it doesn't matter how you apply it or where you apply it to. You can find that in many areas of your life. And in my humble opinion, right, it might make you feel that you're more complete a person, right? It's probably different for everybody, but it helps you build your self-esteem. And when you have good self-esteem and you have confidence in what you're doing, you can achieve great things. I think it's hard to be depressed. You know, granted, we're coming out of pandemic and quarantining, and I know that's affecting lots of people in different ways. But when you get to build your confidence, you get to build your self-esteem, that kind of encroaches and spreads in and of itself throughout other parts of your life. So maybe you're struggling with the markets, but you can be in a groove in another area. So then you can borrow from that, because that's what winners do. Winners win. And that might help you start or find an entry point to that feeling, is to figure out where you're kicking ass in other parts of your life and then build from it. Doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be anything that you would need to put out on social media. You don't have to do any of that. Keep it to yourself. Most people aren't interested anyway. So that's why I'm not doing a whole lot of gloating, because yes, pride is the big banana peel. So, but that might help you develop that feeling and get used to it, and then see how you can apply that to other areas in your life. Perhaps even, you know, risk management, or beginning your marketing endeavors when you need to speak with other people about getting an allocation. And there you have it. That's all I have today. If you'd like a copy of the Inner Voice of Trading audiobook, it's for free at Martin Chronicle. Go help yourself. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow.